and the changing isn't free. You read it in the tea leaves and the tracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show, 1984.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, July 29th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Folks, please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. So please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. There are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719. Extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. And with every $100 donation, we're currently giving an optional gift to you, thank you gift of either a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice or an official RBN coffee mug. Excellent conversation starters all around. And I do have my regular Thursday co-host here with me, folks, a Dutchman residing in France, Mr. Wilhelm Velderhof. Hello, good day, Wilhelm.
Hi, Richard. Good evening from sunny France. Good to be back, as always.
Yes, good to have you here. Well, how are things over on your end there, like in France, and I don't know, the sort of atmosphere you're sensing toward the vaccine passports and the shots, you know, these mRNA shots. I don't know, has anything been increasing or anything to note in the past week or so?
Well, of course, worldwide, this whole thing. So everybody experiences its own perception of the reality, but it's very different, difficult to perceive the reality from your own perception, because there's so many different realities presented to us, whether it's the online reality or what you see around you or what you see on mainstream. So it's quite difficult. But there's a lot of things are happening in France, and that's very interesting, I must say, and also inspiring. And there are massive protests all over France, as far as I can see, not only online, but also here. I live in the southwest of France, two big or relatively bigger small cities. They have also massive protests every Saturday. And then in these protests are also police officers, also people from healthcare, from all kinds of sections of the society are collaborating with these protests. So that's good to see. There also is coming information from the army, which is for me the most interesting thing, what's real or not. My girlfriend works still in a theater business. She works in the city of Toulouse. It's a big spectacle theater, shows they give. It's sort of half subsidized now, so they just can go on. She sees around her that most people are not vaccinated. Most are actively against it. That's what I see around here also. So, but on the the other hand, you see also people who have been vaccinated, and speaking about most people in my family have been vaccinated. So it's very difficult to get a really clear picture what the reality is. But I more and more think that France is very crucial in this global agenda to implement this whole tyranny and this whole new world order, global medical surveillance state stuff, which is rolled out, of course. But France is quite an obstacle because there are still these tribal forces very active in France. And I mean, I live in the Tarn, and you had these strong tribes in France of Gaul, which was actually quite easily taken by Caesar with a divide and conquer strategy, which is interesting. That was very powerful to divide these very powerful, strong tribal forces in France and to divide them against each other with wrong information, actually. So that's interesting history, but it's still very present. So I think the resistance in France is for sure much bigger than in Holland, what I see, because I can compare it in Holland. But Holland, again, is like a big city. So you have to compare it with city environments, the whole country. But still, you see there is growing resistance. There was 2 days ago the release of a quite famous professor, healthcare doctor, who treated people with diseases in alternative way. He was imprisoned 4 months ago. He also spoke out against this whole scandemic. But he was released, and he was very optimistic upon his release. So there are different things happening, and it's interesting to see. And what I said before, it's interesting to see where the army will go, because I think the coming months will be, now it's sort of quiet. People can enjoy their so-called free range status again by going on holiday, fully vaxxed with health passes. But the health pass didn't pass, actually. They didn't vote for it. It seems, if you look online, also in alternative news, that it's already through. That's not the case, actually. They voted not for it. The majority voted against it in parliament. So all this information which is coming out, what these so-called leaders say, is more of fear-mongering to get the people believe that these things are already in place, which is not the case. So I think it's important to just stay out of this fear and try to perceive reality as much as possible with direct experience, other than only online, also with the alternative information, which is so overloading. And if you retreat from it, you get more, not only peace by yourself, but also I think it's more in line with the reality that it is. But to make things short, it's good to be in France, because what I said, I think it's a sort of epic center in a certain way. If France can be taken over and is going along with this, and they make it here, then the rest of Europe will fall quite easily, I think. It's the same with the French Revolution, for that reason itself also. So there are many parallels, but so therefore it's interesting to be here. But of course it also is, I have more problems with people with this mask and everything around me and to stay centered and not being active or reactive, but it's more and more difficult from both sides, if you want to call it like that.
And globally, we've had this used, these lockdowns and the relief money created to treat the problem that wasn't really a pandemic, but they created. It really was a system, especially here in the U.S., we were able to see how our system financially was on the verge of another crash, like in 2008, but much worse, really, closer to what we had back in 1929. And we have, globally, this centralization furthering both financially and technologically in the wake of this COVID pandemic. As far as the wealth that has been created out of thin air to treat the problem, it's been given mostly to the corporations, the major players, you know, the wealthy and these large corporations, kind of with the trickle-down economics theory that we had here, a prominent believers of here in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan era. And, of course, that never works. You know, the money never really seems to trickle down, you know, from the most wealthy echelons of society, the individuals and the corporations. We're seeing here now these evictions have been stalled in the U.S. for quite a while, ever since, mid last year or sometime. There weren't letting any landlords evict tenants here in the United States. A moratorium on evictions, as we call it here, have called it. So I don't know if you kept up with that much, but they recently they had been extending it per month. Like it was going to end at the end of June, now ending at the end of July. And Biden, he was giving one last plea. I mean, the CDC had recommended, which was completely out of their authority, this in the first place. But like, so Biden was still pleading now at the very end of the month to Congress, because it would take the Supreme Court here in the U.S. made it clear that it would require a congressional authorization, and otherwise it's just no longer an available option, and it does not seem to be occurring. We have two more days. I think that that's of course a good thing, although we're so much in the hole and further financially enslaved with all that's already transpired. It hardly matters at this point, but still, I mean, to see it go on further, you know, I mean, that there's a desire to take down America while they have this financial reset over here by the far left. It is especially noticeable, including the Biden administration, is what I'm saying, Willem. And so, yeah, I don't know, that seems to be a thing here, like a further big move in trying to take down the United States from what it once was during this COVID, in addition to the global financial theft, which is being played out by the elites. So I don't know if you have noticed this as well, kept up with it, if you have any comments on it, and also if there's something similar going on overseas there in France or parts of Europe, would you say? I mean, because it seems like here is where they really want, the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency for the world. I we hear about this Eurasian shift, where Europe can start doing business with the Far East if necessary. I don't know. Is there more of a desire, would you confirm this, to take down America than Europe in the ways I describe, in addition to the global reset?
Yeah, well, I totally agree there with you with the idea that to bring down America is a very important part of the whole operation to gain global control, that it is world order, one world government system with all the other aligned religious agendas with it, with the horrific things with it, but it's a global effort, you know, to roll out this agenda, and it's in the final stage, and certain parts of the world societies, especially the United States, of course, are a hindrance in this agenda. Well, I don't know how it's now, but they were a big hindrance in this agenda, of course, because of different things. I mean, you have the Constitution, you have the Second Amendment, you have these militias, and you have people who have this this real, you know, this patriotic, healthy, nationalistic view on reality, have a healthy distrust in government, who have read this constitution, who know history, and know why these militia had formed and all that stuff. So I think that's also why America, in potential, is or was this massive hindrance for this for imperialism. Same as you have in Europe. In Europe, you had this Serbian bloc in Yugoslavia, which was very much a very autonomic, strong, tribal, healthy, nationalistic, Orthodox Christian bloc against imperialism, globalism, they just stood their ground, like in a tribal way, and they did it, and they protected Europe for centuries in an amazing, brave way. And of course, they were being demonized and slaughtered several times in this relatively short history as part of this New World Order in this war in Yugoslavia. So, and then you have France, of course, which goes in another way back in this tribal thing, and the UK and Scotland and Ireland. So this is this tribal aspects, which are all a hindrance into this effort for global control. And the United States is very much a part of it. There's a very clear systematic breakdown attack on the United States. It's already occupied, of course, after the Russian Revolution, Bolshevik Revolution, whatever you want to call it. When this exodus to the United States took place, this Bolshevik exodus, who is now taking control of the United States in a visible way and continuing to just destroy this country as part of another bigger agenda. But that was what we're talking about. For most people, it's just very difficult to accept that there are all agendas behind it, and it's difficult then to see this reality in such a way. But I agree, the financial system with the heart of this financial reserve and all these parasitic institutions, which are very effective tools to destroy the economy and the society, are a big weapon to help in this effort for global control.
Stephen Douglas Whitener is listening. He just texted me a comment. He thinks Europe is much farther gone than the United States already. So suggesting perhaps, I'm to conclude that he's perhaps suggesting that that's why, part of the reason why the takedown of America is so crucial. Would you agree with that? Do you think that Europe is already far more gone than the United States in these global agendas?
In a certain way, I would accept that, yeah. I cannot say it, of course, for sure. I don't live in the United States, and I cannot say that for sure. I see the reality around me here. What I see is that we are very much more weakened, physically weakened, because we don't have a Second Amendment here. So that makes it very difficult. And that is just. And then we have these open border policies, which are also in the United States. And we know who wrote this in the 60s, these acts for immigration. But besides that, we cannot weapon ourselves. So that makes us very weak and more weaker than in the United States. That's the only comparison I can make on the level of more gone than other countries.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, over in France, you have the yellow vest protests. I being an American, certainly have been envious of that all along. And even in the UK, due to COVID, the scam of the pseudo pandemic, and we're already seeing more protests. But like you say, you are unarmed there. But you know, we have more such as the Yellow Vest movement than over here. I wonder if over here one of the issues is culturally we've already been split up so much. We have the Spanish-speaking Mexican and other Spanish-speaking sectors. We have the black population, which is weaponized against. The general population, the white population. We have the LGBT and these just far left sort of anti-American and Antifa, you know, communist, and all these BLM all come from, of course, funding from philanthropists like Soros and a lot of elite Jewish agendas fund a lot of these things through their organizations as well. But I mean, we over here, we're divided, it seems, and everything's channeled into things like the BLM protests, you know? And I don't know, it seems like we've been divided more than Europe. But I'll hear your comment on that maybe after the break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Velderhoff. And Wilhelm, so my question to you before the break, if I were to reiterate a bit, I mean, we have so much of the energy that would otherwise go toward these sort of protests here in the United States get redirected, channeled into a lot of this racial tension. BLM, and even with the Capitol protests on the election theft on January 6th, you know, that got turned into a domestic terrorist, white supremacist demonization, sort of a ploy. You know, so some would see it even as a complete trap, entrapment from the. Well, we're hearing more and more that even federal agencies, the feds, were involved, not just, these other organizations. And it's already, taken all the energy that could have gone or would later go toward joining much of Europe in these protests. You know, everything has been shifted into the black-white, right-left sort of paradigm over here, racialized far more. I mean, even though you've had immigration there for quite a while across Europe, which has been fueled by, as I say, a lot of these think tanks and philanthropists, Jewish organizations. Would you say, though, that, you know, culturally we've been fragmented here in the United States more, making it easier for what I just described, take all of our energy that would have gone to the same kind of protests?
Well, I wouldn't say it's more divided. I think it's the same here. You see the same dynamics and mechanisms in Europe always as in the United States. Sometimes it comes some later, but it's very parallel. But it's more intense in the United States. These dynamic and mechanisms are more intense, so it's more extreme in the United States, I think. I don't know why that is. It's an energetic thing or whatever. But I agree that the division in the society is very much present, and the storming of the Capitol, I mean, it's ridiculous theater, of course, and it was a trap, I agree, and it's being used now to feed this division with this whole narrative that this was close to the fall of democracy and all this stuff. And if you see who these people were, who were there actually, and then they say it's just a small minority groups were there. But if you look at the people who were there, who financed certain things, who this was certainly very much possibly just a stage trap to feed this narrative that there is this domestic threat, this domestic white supremacist threat, further dividing the country. But let's not forget that this was, again, much the result of all these great people also who stood against behind Trump. I mean, these people in politics are created, are there to facilitate this dynamic, this divide and conquer strategy. This is the ultimate tool to feed this, this division, and in that sense make us powerless, because we have identified strongly with race or color, religion, or now even with vaxxed or not vaxxed. So the division is very rigid and vicious. Because there is so much fear, of course, that's feeding the viciousness in this whole dynamic. But standing behind these politicians, whether it's Trump or another person, has facilitated this. So I don't see the difference here in Europe like in the United States. I think it's less intense. But of course, it's important to unite. And I think there are a lot of people uniting still, but you don't see it online. Also not in alternative media, because we know this is a whole tool. This is track and trace, surveillance thing, the whole internet. I mean, you see who created it. But the most people here, what I see, they don't communicate online, but on the markets, locally. So I think there's a lot of happening, but you don't see it. And this division is mainly facilitated by the screens, whether it's mainstream or on alternative media. But I agree, there's also dynamics without that, because in the family, I don't speak with family members who have been vaxxed, or so we are getting divided, but that's because of this relentless, it's engineered, it's an engineered division.
Yes, it seems very necessary to play groups off other groups along the way, the different stages involved in achieving these goals and these different interconnecting agendas, like you say.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look back into France, when Caesar took France, within, I don't know, it was just ridiculous quick. There's a break coming up right here.
Oh, okay, well, here, please enlighten us with that point after the break. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Thursday co-host Wilhelm Felderhoff. And Wilhelm, you were mentioning an example of France regarding a Caesar.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean that was in 52 or 58 BC when Caesar took in Gaul back then, and these tribes here in Gaul, in the former France, they were very, very powerful, and they were very raw. And of course, it never was a unified country, because there were many tribes who were independently, and they were fighting underneath each other, but there was a certain order, it was an order. And when Caesar came in, he applied this divide and conquer strategy, same as in the Celtics, what he did. So he hired people from tribes which had less food, you know, were less sort of rich, not rich, but in a sense they had more difficulties with daily life, maybe because of different climates and everything. But he used his divide and conquer strategy very successful and effectively in 58, and he took over Gaul within no time, while this was not being expected, with this divide and conquer strategy, you know, he promoted certain tribal, certain people from certain tribes in Gaul into his army, and he gave them food, or, you know, it was just, and then there was gossip, and then he set up tribes against each other. It was very effectively, and it was, I think it was even since Caesar that the divide and conquer strategy was, you know, being implemented as a sort of art in war, because it's so effective. And if you look around now, I mean, this is clearly very much a weapon being weaponized in this engineering effort to steer us into this global nightmare. And the division is just ridiculous. If you look around, people are attacking each other for not wearing masks. And now we have the technology, of course, with the EMFs, and that's a whole other rabbit hole, how they can apply that to apply this further. But the divide and conquer strategy is one of the most crucial elements in this warfare.
So it's, yes, not anything that's all that new a tactic, for sure. I'd have to check with Paul Stevenson on status of the UK with protests. I can't recall how much I've read about that, but we're still hearing confirmation of massive protests, as they refer to it, across Europe, namely Spain, Italy, France, and Greece. Okay, no, they are mentioning the UK. Okay, yeah, they are referring to the UK as well. So, yeah,
there
I mean, a lot
massive
of...
protests here in the
I'm
UK.
Sorry?
Well, there was a massive protest last weekend in London again. And that's every weekend, I think. There are huge protests. But again, these protests are foreseen in this global agenda, for sure. And that has always been the case. Revolutions are also, of course, the catalyst in this changing of the culture, society, and the whole new creating a new paradigm. Revolutions are needed or used, of course. These are the ultimate dynamics to co-opt in the societies, and this is foreseen. So we see these protests as good things, which is a good thing. It's a sort of paradox, of course, because the army is walking with it, so you take more people in, so maybe more people will be joining. But at the same time, if there's more chaos, then there are still a very loyal group to this system, this beast system, if you want to call it like that, because they are getting paid for it. They are in the group. You have this tremendous group cult dynamic. People operate from fear, so they don't want to lose anything, so they will do anything. And you have this a lot of psychopathic people running in these institutions and in police and the army. So it will be interesting to see how it will fragment, because I think there will be fragmentation, and therefore France is an interesting part in this global thing, because you have very traditional, also sort of quite aware people in the army, and they see what's happening. And I know this because my friend Vanessa Bealey, she's an independent journalist, she lives now in Syria, she was invited to do a talk few years ago on Syria in a very traditional military officers sort of university kind of setting, with all kinds of high grade officers and cadets, to talk about Syria. And she gave just 180 degrees different narrative what's really happening in Syria, and that we are the feeding these terrorist factions and this fake chemical attacks. And she was surprised by the invitation, but back then I was sort of inspired by it, or because these people know what's happening and it's still ongoing. So they see this country is co-opted, is hijacked. They see this cabal, this Macron theater cabal, who is just a marionette puppet, Rothschild puppet, lunatics. So it will be interesting how it will fragment, and how big will be the part that will refuse the order. And that, I mean, I think it comes to that. So the protests are good, but I think it's also, you should be also aware that this is also part of a foreseen dynamic in society, because these people are alchemists who know how to steer the society in a certain direction, and they are masters of the mind. They know how people operate. and they have the technology, and everything is now being thrown into the into this alchemical brew. So I think it's more effective. It's always good, of course, but to connect off outside of the attention and to create communities, what we've always been saying, and to arm yourself. And of course, you in that sense are more in an advantage because you have this Second Amendment, and we don't have that. So you have to be more creative. Luckily, in France, there is a very powerful Alliance faction, traditional part, which are the hunters. They're hunting, and they have been meeting during the lockdown since the COVID happened without masks, with groups of 100 hunters, for instance, in Albi. They just come together, and they were even protected by local police. It's a very powerful part. I think it's close to 7 million people who are armed in France. So that's a good thing, because you're stronger, and you can more build militia community kind of settings in the structure.
It was good to hear of the French police laying down their shields and siding with the protesters regarding the vaccine passports. What I heard at one demonstration recently, that was certainly promising.
Yeah, these are good things. These are good things, but
like you say, the overall plans. I mean, like, because you made me think of an article I caught a few weeks ago that the governments have been consulting with psychologists for this pandemic, and on how the public is going to respond, and then how to steer them in different directions, and that for a couple of the previous outbreaks. We've had the, I guess, the CDC perhaps as well, and these governments consulting with psychologists on how to deal with the public. So, yeah, you're very correct on being aware of just how much they're thinking 5 steps ahead, you know, 5-10 chess moves ahead of us.
Yeah, exactly. And these people are psychologists. They have ultimate knowledge about the human psyche, how it works. In relation with the universe, they have this natural law principles weaponized against us. We live in complete opposition with natural law principles, thinking that human law, Talmudic principle, satanic principle, that humans can make laws and we have to just obey out of fear, because otherwise you get fines or put in jail for man-made laws. So this whole psychology is, I think, psychopaths. You cannot steer them with psychology, but this is psychology.
Right.
But, it's a red flag. Yeah. Bring in more psychologists. I think that's a good idea.
William Repillum just texted me. He said, Willem's point about the scum accounting for pushback is mentioned in the Rockefeller 2010 Operation Lockstep document. So that's interesting. I believe we have a fellow host of the show and a fellow host of our, we know from Revision Media, Stephen Douglas Whitener. I believe we have on the line. I think he has a few questions for you and something to add, Willem. Hello, Stephen, are you there?
Yes, hello, Richard. Hello, Willem. It's great to hear you telling us how things are in Europe again. I was just hoping that this would continue. You know, one of these days, big tech may pull the plug and we won't be able to get this truth from a real person. We'll have to only depend on official sources. So I'm really glad to hear from you. I wanted to ask you one question that, how do I put it? You know, I think that I don't want to speak for other people who are hosts on Beyond the Official Narrative and all, but I think that you and Richard and me all agree, and a lot of the other ones on this network, that the best thing we can do is to build local communities, local networks to stand against this New World Order BS. You know, I mean, Catherine Austin Fitz talks about that too. But when it comes to Europe, when you have, do you have a local sheriff or a constable who is elected in Europe, or mayors who are elected, or do they get appointed? I remember reading something that, you know, these local officials in Europe, they started appointing them out of Brussels instead of having the people elect them. Is that the case there, or are people still elected in Europe who are on a local level? That's something I don't know, and I just figured you'd be the person to ask, and you could tell me quickly without me having to read a lot about it and fill us in how it works over there. One other thing I wanted to say was, when I said that text where Europe was farther gone, I meant very much the same thing you did about the Second Amendment, that it's great to hear 7 million Frenchmen are armed, by the way. That's great. But, you know, when it comes to the West, like the UK and Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, they've already succeeded in very much disarming the population there who used to be armed. And you can see that the police state and the New World Order is stomping on the citizens' necks a lot harder there than it is in the U.S. And it's great to hear that about Europe. But yeah, let me ask, let you answer that about the local officials first, and then I'll go from there.
Yeah, well, you have these local voting systems, of course, in France. It's very complicated, multi-layered system you have in France, different than in the Netherlands. But these mayors in the big cities, you don't vote for them. They are being chosen, is what you said. And of course, this is a very important part. There is this thing who nobody almost knows about. You have this Global Mayor Alliance. And these are this is like a United Nations Council of thousands of mayors, actually, of big cities who have been Common Core trained from young, actually, to become mayor, or not become mayor, become in the system. But they are Common Core trained programs with the sustainable agenda, with the climate agenda. They just go along. They don't. They are programmed actually to not to rebel or not to, you know, to refuse any orders which come from the centralized government or government. It's just an unseen occult government. Because what you said is right. They choose these people. We don't choose who is the chairman of the EU or the vice president or all the other layers. It's just being appointed. It's
right.
Just part of this unseen government, which will become a world government, or is already there, maybe in the difference with the different sections.
I think that I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I think it's already there, that it's a technological technocracy above the nation state as well, and that it's trying to bypass the nation state perhaps by going in with the mayors, and if not appointing them as they do there in the U.S., they seem to have bought them out too. We have a lot of these smart cities initiatives kind of thing, similar, maybe even the same thing as this Mayors Alliance you're talking about here in the U.S., and I believe that they're trying to take over things locally. Wherever they have a firewall, perhaps you could call it, of a nation state and people who have a tribal identity the way that they did in Serbia, as you described, it seems that they had to take out the Serbs first, you know, before that they could subjugate the rest of Europe the way that they have, right back at the time that the Soviet Union was falling. And it's obvious who that they're going after. People who have a strong racial, religious, or national identity who, you know, believe that they have inalienable rights that don't come from the corporation. Those are the ones they're going after. And, oh, man, I hope that we'll be able to get these reports in the future. That was one thing that I wanted to ask you about, was the mayors and the local officials. And to ask you, you know, if you think that Macron was elected by theft the same way that the Bidens were here. You know, it seemed like they took, it looked to me like Le Pen was definitely more popular in that election. Could it be that that election was stolen too, and all these elections are selections instead of real elections, that we haven't, even when we think we're voting for our representatives, we're not? It looks that way more and more to me. What about you? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that, Stephen, in a certain degree. But still, this also Marine Le Pen, she is part of the system. She protects the system, she justifies the system, and she also justifies the whole pandemic, that there is a pandemic.
Yeah.
There is no pandemic. This is just a scamdemic, plandemic. And all these people are put in position there without knowing themselves, maybe to a certain degree. Maybe some people know some more of the real agendas to a certain degree. But they are just following because of their psychopathic traits and their just mental disease. That's why they just read their scripts and follow the line. But I see Rand Paul, like I told Rand Paul with Dr. Fauci, this cockroach Fauci. If you see this talk, it seems like very powerful. It is very powerful. But he still is like a sort of pressure valve. These oppositions are pressure relief valves for people to think, oh, there's something good happening, and it's going to, he's going to jail or something. Somebody says something good over there. It makes you powerless. It's a power relief valve, literally, to focus on that. It's all feeding the system and justifying the system, which is made in this way to make us, to distract and divide and to make us powerless, other than what you just mentioned, start communities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you make an excellent point. Even Trump and Putin are going along with this scandemic agenda.
Some of the election fraud a discovery we're having now and audits. I mean, just one state at a time and dragged out and dragging out, mm-hmm. giving information on results, just pressure valve, just to have you relinquish any power you may have. That's a great way to put it, Willem. Well, thank you for your call, Stephen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
Bye, Stephen.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we all help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we're back, folks. final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative on Republic Broadcasting, here with Wilhelm Felderhoff, our Thursday co-host. Wilhelm, well, that was a great way to describe everything. And, yeah, a pressure valve, relinquishing our energy, our ability to revolt, our power, kind of just using up our power through these sort of delayed pseudo actions, really. So I don't know. What else would you like to add with a couple minutes we have left? You and Stephen both made excellent points and great advice for the best things that we can focus on.
Well, we always come to that point to start communities in a certain way, but then we see something like communities, you have to live outside the cities and all that stuff, but you can also do it in the city and to connect with like-minded people. I think it's we should sort of overcome this idea that we have to do it in peaceful ways. Of course, no violence maybe, but you should be ready for stuff in a physical way. It is the reality. You know, this is continuing. So to be prepared in a certain way, emotionally, spiritual, but also physically in a healthy way, and to connect with like-minded people now is a good thing to do, and to make plans, to talk, to connect. Of course, we want to change. We're talking about this stuff for decades and trying to organize conferences and to try to stop this thing. But this thing is going on, but there is massive change, of course, but we want certain change in a certain way, which doesn't come too close, or in a certain way, the ego doesn't like it to be interfered with. Always, that's unpleasant. But I think it's good to keep in mind that you can look at it in two different ways. But to do that, it's good to connect with people and to create certain communities in the sense, not that you have this whole forks, you know, with walls and everything, but also just to connect physically with people, like-minded people, and come together and connect, share ideas. And the United States, what I said, the Second Amendment is just a very powerful, immense powerful tool for the people. And we don't have that, so we have to be creative more in that sense, on that level, here in Europe. And in the cities, it's difficult here in Europe, but still you can connect, and still you can be creative and see the opportunity of this, because this whole thing has to go in a certain way. We have to go to the root level, and that's exactly what's happening now, and that's a good thing in a certain way, but not for the ego, of course.
All very good points. Well, looks like that's the end of the show. Well, thank you so much, as always. Always appreciate your reporting from Europe, and always just to have you on with me, my friend. Have a great weekend, Wilhelm. Look forward to having you back next week.
Okay, Rich. Take care. Thanks for being there.
All right. Yes, sir. And thank you, folks, for listening and for supporting RBN. And without you, the listeners, this wouldn't be possible. And please help continue to make this possible. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Again, please do support the network, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.